Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Greta Southall with the Indianola Education Association about the teacher contract negotiations. Indianola teachers and the Indianola Community School District are currently in the process of negotiating a teacher contract. The current one expires after the 2019 school year. Tell us a little bit about that process.
Okay, well, the process, as in every year, involves the Education Association sitting down with the district school board representatives and working on an agreement that covers everything, well, in the past anyway, has covered everything from salary to workday to leave structure. And so as the process has changed, what hasn't changed is how it starts. And so the district received our opening proposal in January. They countered with their opening proposal, both of which are public record or are open to the public. And so from that point on, then what we do is we sit down and we try to work towards an agreement that is acceptable to both parties.
And one of the changes to this year's negotiating process is there are certain laws that are now in place that do not allow the school board to negotiate. Just kind of talk about from the teacher side of things, how that changes things.
Okay, certainly. So yes, some items have become excluded items, which means that we cannot negotiate them, nor can they remain in the master contract. And so it's a fairly short list. One that people are most familiar with is insurance, and that is something that we are not allowed to bargain or have in our master contract. But it's important to remember that that is not the same thing as not getting insurance or being offered insurance. And so that is not something that is going away. It's just not something that we get to decide upon together. Other things that have become excluded items include teacher evaluation, or the reduction in force process, dues deductions. So there's about six that are excluded items that we cannot keep in the master contract.
One of the big sticking points, it seems, this year is the permissive language in the teacher contract. First of all, just kind of go over what that is for people who don't know, and then why it's important from your side to have that in.
Okay, permissive items include things like sick leave, personal leave, health and workplace safety, job classifications, recall rights. So, for example, if there were reduction in force and a position was cut, the right to return to that. The structure itself is technically permissive. There's the language about field trips. You know, we're a school, so there's language that includes items like field trips and pay for extra activities or writing curriculum in the summer. So all of those things are permissive items that can remain in the contract and can be bargained so long as the district agrees to do so.
And why do the teachers want that language in the contract?
Well, I think, you know, this is more evident this year than ever before. Because they are permissive, they cannot go to arbitration, which means basically if they don't want to bargain, then they would go away and move into a place that is not legally binding and can be changed at will. And so, of course, there is concern with the desire to take something in a place that cannot be changed without arriving at an agreement together and put it in a place where it can be changed at will. And so that really is the big reason that you see so much concern with the opening proposals this year that in the past hasn't been the case, because there has always been this understanding with a number of different items being mandatory that those items could in fact go to the arbitration process, which meant that we had to bargain those items. And now the only item that is mandatory is base wages. And so the ability to actually reach an agreement on language has changed significantly, and that's concerning.
And overall, where are we in the process? I know nothing is set in stone, but what can people at least mark on their calendars for things moving forward?
Okay, so after the opening proposals from each side, then we move into closed or exempt session, which means that, you know, the public can't attend, nor can items be communicated from those sessions. And so we have come back with our second proposal, which is the response to the districts, and then their turn to respond to ours is on March 6th. And so we will continue to work through that process. It is not unlike years past. Sometimes you'll start early and then sit and wait, especially because we're waiting on funding from the state, though that seems to be moving a little bit faster this year than in past sessions. But we will work towards whatever we can agree to together, and then the next step. And there's been some talk of filing for impasse, which is happening. And that's a very natural, if you will, thing that happens every year, because ultimately, there will be some items that go to mediation, and we will have a mediator come down and work with both sides. And should that process fail, then it would move to arbitration. But as I said before, the only topic that can move into arbitration now is base wages.
Thanks to Greta Southall for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.